From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Lament for a Dead Cowboy by Catherine Dane. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. This may not have been such a good idea.
Why not? I thought you wanted to come.
Sam stopped, tow bar in hand, and waited for an answer. He had pulled the Cherokee into position to be tied down, something I could have done myself, except I knew he liked to be useful. I did want to come. I still do. But that shadow in the northwest corner of the sky is the storm, and it'll probably hit sometime tonight. We'll have to stay here till it passes, and it may be a bad one.
Well, we were planning on 2 nights. No big deal if it turns into 3, is it?
No, of course not. We tied the plane down in silence. The cold had hit my finger so quickly that I had trouble with the ropes. I had gloves in my pocket, but I had to finish with the plane before I put them on. The weather report the night before had been all about a snowstorm that was coming across the northern Sierras. When we left Reno just after sunrise, the weather had been clear. We had watched the snow-capped hills turn from pale gray to rosy and then sharp white, and the sky become almost as pale. Flying to Elko hadn't taken much over an hour, some of it over low clouds that looked like heavy frost on an old freezer, with an occasional mountain peak jutting through, glacier-like. The rest of the flight had been over snowy fields marked with telephone lines like animal tracks. It was so clear and beautiful that I almost forgot about the storm. But as I looked north across the valley at that gray mass forming above the white horizon and billowing up for what looked like miles into the pale sky, I wondered again if we should have flown to Elko at all. Sam had grabbed our flight bags from behind the seats and...